The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories.
What a player. Derek Jeter, what a player. You can't say enough about him. What is he? He's a winner. That's what he is. He's a flat-out winner. No runs, one hit, two left.
The legendary radio voice of the Yankees, John Sterling, has died. Sterling was beloved by fans for his unique calls. The broadcasting icon called Yankees games starting in 1989 until his retirement in 2024. Ricky Ricardo, the Spanish-language radio voice of the New York Yankees and good friend of Sterling's, says he was a broadcasting legend.
In the baseball world, only Cal Ripken Jr., the great Lou Gehrig, the Iron Horse, had streaks, you know, of the numbers being incredible. 2,000 straight games. John, from 1989, never missed a game up until, what, maybe 6-7 years ago.
Our Glenn Shuck is catching up with fans.
Of course, there's that famous proverb, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. When it comes to learning the news about John Sterling's passing, you can guess the reaction from Yankee fans.
The Yankees win. Yeah, it was great. It was a voice.
The Yankees win.
I remember vividly, the Yankees win.
Give me a version. Let's see if you can do it.
The Yankees win.
Of course, how can you forget this? A thriller from Godzilla, talking about Hideki Matsui. An A-bomb from A-Rod. And, of course, there was Robbie Cano, don't you know? Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, with the Yankee fans here in the Bronx.
The cause of death is said to be heart failure. John Sterling was 87 years old. The man once known as America's mayor is fighting for his life in a Florida hospital.
Rudy Giuliani, former New York City mayor and advisor to President Trump, is in critical but stable condition at a Florida hospital. That's according to a spokesperson who did not say why the 81-year-old was hospitalized. Giuliani earned the nickname America's mayor for helping unite the nation after the September 11 terror attacks, but he became a more divisive figure later after serving as President Trump's personal lawyer. On social media, Trump called Giuliani a warrior.
That's Heather Bosch reporting. The NYPD says New York City had the fewest murders in recorded history for the first 4 months of the year. There were 76, and that breaks the record of 86 that was set back in 2018. April also broke a record for fewest murders with 19. The NYPD announces fewest murders in recorded history for the first 4 months of the year, and in April. Shooting incidents and shooting victims are also down double digits compared to last April. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says the crime reductions across the five boroughs are a direct result of the NYPD's strategy, focusing on illegal guns, putting officers where they're needed most, and taking down violent gangs. Other categories seeing declines include burglary, auto theft, and retail theft. Rape incidents are on the rise, but the NYPD says that's because the legal definition of rape has been broadened to include additional forms of sexual assaults. The cause of a fire in Inwood that killed 3 people overnight is still unknown. 5 people are critically injured. Fire Commissioner Lillian Bonsignore says many residents left their apartment doors open, and that allowed the fire to spread through multiple levels of the building on Dyckman Street.
In this building, 6-story building, the apartments that had the doors closed had very little impact, no fire. The apartments that had doors open had more impact, more fire. Close the door is an important message we need everybody to understand.
About 100 residents of that building are now homeless. The city's DOT has just announced a redesign of New York's truck network. The goal is to provide more direct connections to industrial zones and to keep larger trucks off residential streets. The proposed new routes include portions of Nassau and JFK expressways in Queens and portions of 2nd and 3rd Avenues in Brooklyn. The city laws require trucks to use these designated routes as much as possible to get to their destination. They can use local streets to make a delivery, but they cannot use them simply to get around traffic. Well, experts have been warning us about it, and they were right. This tick season on Long Island is a very active one.
For the first time ever, I found a tick on me. It attached itself to my hip after I spent the day in the yard. Suffolk County Health Department's tick expert, Dr. Scott Campbell, says right now you can get bitten by many different species of ticks.
This time of year, we have more ticks coming out.
And of course, they transmit Lyme disease. Some doctors give 2 doxycycline pills after the tick is removed. Other doctors wait to see if there is a bullseye rash or if you feel muscle ache.
You were given 2 pills as kind of a prophylactic dose. It reduces the likelihood of any kind of infection.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Security has been stepped up at W.S. Mount Elementary School in Stony Brook. This follows an alleged threat made against the school and those who attend it. No word on who made the threat or its exact nature. The district says it has been working with Suffolk Police and they've set up patrols outside the school. There's a 3-alarm fire right now at the Eugene O'Neill Theater. That's the home of the Book of Mormon. That theater located on West 49th Street between Broadway and 8th Avenue. The fire is said to have broke out around 10:20 this morning. We don't have any word yet of any injuries. Broadband service is expanding in the Bronx, and it won't cost residents a penny. That announcement made today by Mayor Mamdani.
Today, we are here together to announce $2 million in additional federal funding for a program which provides internet to New Yorkers for free.
The mayor says every New Yorker should be able to access the tools they need for school, work, and to stay in touch with loved ones. The initial pilot will serve more than 700 low-income households in the Bronx and Upper Manhattan by this summer. It will expand to thousands more across the Bronx over the next 2 years. 3 firefighters have been injured after a multi-alarm fire broke out in Williamsburg last night. More than 200 fire and EMS personnel responded to the fire at 927 Grand Street. FDNY Deputy Assistant Paul Miller says this was a fire that spread quickly.
Units encountered fire on the first floor. Due to the nature of the construction of the building, the fire found its way into voids, quickly to the cock loft, and extended into the building just to the right.
It was finally brought under control early this morning.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.